If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. I am Diane Allen, your host. My roles as ambassador, author, speaker, and intuitive mentor for bright and talented people are woven into each episode. I have the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire as I have been there and I understand your unique intensities, sensitivities, and challenges. Welcome.
The consequence of deep dives. Hi, friends. Today we are going to talk about those intellectual deep dives. You know what I'm talking about. When you get hooked on a subject or a topic, or you're researching something, and it seems to take over. It seems to take all your time or energy, and you spend hours looking, reading, talking, watching videos, finding whatever you can to satiate that need to know, or that need to find out, or that need to understand. And so these deep dives with twice exceptional or intensely sensitive people can often have consequences that are unintended. And so today I want to talk about how this works, the three P's that I use to remind myself when I'm going down a deep dive to know when to come out of the dive, right? When to come back to the surface, so to speak. So I'm hoping that this episode will validate for you the things you're doing that really work for you and give you some ideas and things to think about of how you can more accurately and more acutely function within our twice exceptional system that loves to deep dive. Now, I want to tell a little story because I think that it kind of goes with this, and you can relate, I'm sure, that I the other day, and this is a story that's kind of personal to me, but it's also common with people that I know, where I met somebody and we were talking and it was very nice. And then all of a sudden, I intuitively felt like something was off, like the smile on this person's face didn't totally match what they were saying. It wasn't an obvious mismatch. But my little gut, my spidey sense, my intuition started raising red flags. And now I knew I wasn't in danger. It wasn't anything like that, but it was one of those incongruencies that let me know to pay attention. What's up with this situation? And I hear these similar kind of scenarios from many of the people that I work with. And in the retreats I run, people bring up these kinds of things where what's on the surface and what we're feeling are different. Like we get a different vibe from the interaction than what's on the surface. So often that will trigger a deep dive into wanting to understand, wanting to figure out, wanting to have some kind of paradigm, some kind of box to put it in, some way to wrap our mind around and understand what was happening and what we need to do or not do. And that will trigger a deep dive. Now, another deep dive happens is when we find maybe a video or somebody says something or we learn something and we're like, wow, I want to know more of that. Recently, I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about all kinds of neat neuroscience things. And I just wanted to keep learning more and more and more about those parts of the neuroscience that the scientists were talking about. So that's an invitation for a deep dive. So you've got it. You have these kinds of deep dives too. So let's talk about the three P's that I use and that I recommend for us when we're in these deep dive situations. Because I think it's important that we have awareness, we have clarity, we are paying attention to what is happening. So often when people are unaware, they'll just go into these times where they spend endless hours learning or doing or consuming something, and they pay a price they wish they didn't pay. I've had several clients over the years, you know, go into these situations where they're researching and figuring and learning and taking in information, And then they don't take care of themselves for like a week. You know, they do the basics, but they're not doing the kind of self-care that really nurtures their spirit. And then they wonder why they're tired and burned out, because they missed that daily opportunity to charge their own batteries while they were busy going down these rabbit holes. So let's talk about the three P's. The first one is, what is your payoff? Now, what is your payoff means, what is the secondary gain that you're going to receive by learning this information, getting what you need to do, diving deep and going down this rabbit hole? What is the payoff? There's always a payoff to everything all humans do. We always have a secondary gain, no matter what it is. So it's not a bad thing. It's not like, oh no, there's something wrong if I do it. Absolutely not. But we want to be clear on what is our secondary gain. Examples could be, this is a great way to distract myself from things I know I'm supposed to be doing. That's an ADHD thing, right? Or it could be, I really want more information about this. I'm thirsty for the knowledge. And a secondary gain would be more of knowledge and understanding, right? Or we could have heard something and we're deep diving into it and we're going down the rabbit hole as a way to affirm for ourselves something we already knew, whether it was an intuitive knowingness that now we're confirming, or an intellectual knowingness that now we're learning more nuance for. But there's always a secondary gain. You know, what am I going to get out of it? Everything we all do all the time, in my view anyway, we have a payoff, a secondary gain. When people are playing the victim role, then their secondary gain is what? Other people taking care of them, right? So there's all kinds of payoffs. And again, this is not a conversation about what's good, bad, right, or wrong. It's about awareness. So when this podcast I was listening to piqued my interest, then I have to make a decision of what's the payoff by me going down these rabbit holes and learning more. I'll definitely get more information. Probably would end up being a distraction from something else I'm supposed to be doing. Or maybe it's just for understanding, or maybe it's a combination of all of them. And maybe it's something else. But that awareness of what am I getting out of it, what's my payoff, really helps me decide how far down the rabbit hole I want to go, or if I even want to say yes to that seductive energy of wanting to do it. Because it's seductive. It's inviting, it's alluring for us to go, ooh, I want to go learn this, or ooh, I want to go do that. Well, maybe it's not in our best interest. So asking ourselves what the secondary gain is helps us see that before it's too late, right? The second P that I think is really important is the price. What price are you paying? What is the price here? What's the cost? Sometimes the cost is a sleepless night. Sometimes the cost is hunger because I don't eat, right? Sometimes the cost is somebody eats something that their body doesn't really like and now they have indigestion. Sometimes the cost is not exercising or meditating or doing self-care things and starting to feel kind of yucky, right? Sometimes that cost is even bigger. Maybe it costs a relationship, or maybe it costs harmony in your home, because you don't come out of that rabbit hole, right? So what's the cost? We're always, you know, nothing comes for free, right? So there's an exchange here. There's an energy exchange. So my payoff might be that I get more information, but the cost might be that I don't sleep that night. Again, it's awareness about what is the cost. What's the price I'm paying to go down this deep dive or this rabbit hole in order to get that secondary gain? And again, no right or wrong, just what is it? So we have awareness. Because when we have awareness and we're emotionally aligned, it's easier for us to make a decision that works in our favor. And that's the goal, to be making effective decisions, taking effective action of things that work in our favor. Now, the third P is profit. What and who profits from this activity, right? Am I profiting personally because now I have more understanding and I can teach it to my people? Or maybe the profit is that I can have increased emotional well-being because now I have a different understanding of something. Or, or maybe the profit is I've learned something that I can turn into content or something and actually have money. Or maybe the profit is more love. Or maybe the profit is my understanding has grown, my consciousness has grown, and therefore that's the energy exchange. So profit is not just dollars. Profit is what is it that we gain from doing this? Because see, I believe this. I believe that humans only do what we get a payoff for. We only do what there is a gain for. If we're doing something and there's no payoff and there's no profit, then humans by nature will slowly or rapidly stop doing the behavior because we're, you know, reward seeking creatures and we're not going to keep doing something if there's no profit. But we want to expand our understanding of profit because it has more to do with what are we gaining from the activity. And in a lot of cases with twice exceptional and intensely sensitive people, one of the biggest gains is increased emotional well-being or understanding. Because often we go down these deep dives and we run down these rabbit holes in order to understand something more fully. That's part of being gifted. That's part of being intensely sensitive. And so it's totally okay to do that. It's totally okay to be in that position. But be aware of what the profit is. So then when we put all three of these together, what is your payoff or secondary gain? What is the cost or the price of it or the investment? And then what's the profit? What and who profits from the activity? We can begin to see that they all work together. And that when we're paying attention with honest awareness and inner alignment, where our mind and our heart and our gut are all aligned, then we can make very effective decisions about how we want to go down these rabbit holes or how we want to go down these deep dives. Because sometimes we can get lost in the minutiae of something that is a great distraction, and yet that distraction is costing us much more than we want it to be costing us. I have a client even recently who gets really distracted by judging things and assessing things, people, situations, all kinds of things. And she gets really into it. And so sometimes I ask the question, well, what's your payoff? What are you gaining from it? Where's the profit? And when somebody looks at me and they say, well, there is no payoff. I'm not getting a profit. That shows a lack of understanding because the truth is we're always getting a payoff. Now, the interesting part is that not always is the payoff something we're seeking. So, and sometimes in relationships, I'm working with this couple, and we were talking about this dynamic of going down deep rabbit holes, and the wife tends to go down, you know, just really research and watch YouTube videos and get all kinds of information, and then always want to share it all with her husband, and it's just, you know, a big thing. And he doesn't really want to go down those rabbit holes. He goes down different ones. They both do it. They just do it differently. And so one of the big challenges is to realize that not all the deep dives that you go down are the same for other people. Also, part of it has to do with what is the payoff and what is the profit? Because sometimes we do go down a rabbit hole to distract ourselves from family responsibilities or school responsibilities. I know somebody that does it a lot at work will find all of these questions and things to ask and things to do in order to not do what they know they need to do. So they're interesting questions and there's lots of nuance to them. And so what I want to suggest here is that when you are tempted or seduced into or just think you want to go down a rabbit hole, dive deep into a topic or a subject. That is normal for gifted people. We do it all the time. That is something that is very common with intensely sensitive people and twice exceptional people because that's part of what keeps our juices flowing. That's part of how we know we're alive in these great ways. So there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, I think it is important for us to do. And at the same time, it's important that we have awareness and increased clarity as we move forward on what's our secondary gain, what's the cost here. You know, I have somebody that I work with that was going down this deep dive and was kind of minimizing it when we were talking, so I wasn't fully aware of how deep it was until the dive ended. And then it's like, oh, I haven't done this, this, and this for myself. And that person was beginning, had the beginning flavor of being burned out and overstressed and not happy in their work. And I thought, well, that's odd. Well, what happened was that person got really into the information and over days, probably weeks, stayed involved in figuring it out and learning about it whenever nobody was looking, you know, like when they weren't working and they weren't with their family. But what happened was they sacrificed, the price they paid was their self-care time, their sleep time, their good nutrition. And over a couple weeks, that started taking a toll on them. And so the profit began to diminish. And diminishing profits is not the goal. So what we're going to do is think about it. The next time you're seduced to or you're curious and you want to go check out something, go ahead and do it. But pay attention. What's my gain? What's my price I'm paying? And how are the profits? How are they? Am I going to have increased profits or not very many profits? Is it me who profits? Is it me and others? How's it all working together? So these are important questions to raise our awareness to what it is we're getting involved in. Because using a deep dive as a distraction from doing what's our responsibility to do or our accountability can get kind of messy and create a real problem. So we don't want to do that. We want to be aware up front of what we're doing. Because if the timing is not right, you can always do your deep dive in another time. It is important to have awareness. So friends, I hope these three P's have served you and reminded you of things maybe you're already doing or show you a different flavor maybe of some things that you can use to apply to your own intellectual overexcitability, to your own curiosity, to your own amazing mind and brain and emotions that loves to learn and grow. Until the next episode, if someone gets me, remember to keep your face to the sun so the shadows fall behind you because you're a rock star. You're here on purpose with a very mighty purpose. So go forward today. Appreciate yourself with all your deep dives and all your cool rabbit holes. And remember that that price you pay ought not outweigh your profit. Until the next episode, be well. Are you tired of searching for someone to understand you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, and talented. I share my insights and teachings, and you can connect with others in a real, authentic, safe forum. So join us today. Someone Gets Me.